Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Midland girl dies riding scooter. A 14-year-old Midland girl who was struck by a vehicle while riding an electric skateboard Sunday night died Monday morning. According to the City of Midland, the teenager was riding the skateboard in the 5500 block of Magellan Street when she was struck by a vehicle traveling west on Mockingbird Lane about 6:30 p.m. The girl was taken to Midland Memorial Hospital and later transferred to a hospital in Lubbock. According to an investigation by the Midland Police Department, it was determined no citations or arrests will be made. Odessan arrested following chase. An Odessa man was arrested early Thursday morning on a drug charge after leading police on a foot chase following a traffic stop. According to an Odessa Police Department report, an officer pulled David Shaw, 44, over on East 53rd Street around 3 a.m. Thursday, and during a subsequent search, she found 8.2 grams of methamphetamine in a cigarette box in Shaw's jacket pocket. When she tried to detain Shaw, he ran away from her, the report stated. Another officer caught Shaw in the 1500 block of East 52nd Street a short time later. Shaw was arrested on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance and evading arrest. The drug charge is a second-degree felony, punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison, and the other charge is a misdemeanor. He remains in the Ector County Jail on surety bonds totaling $37,000. Today's obituary for January 3rd. Terry Lynn Papa Woods, age 69, of Odessa, passed away Thursday, December 29th at the Meridian Care Center in San Antonio. He was born August 14, 1953, to Robert Ford and Eva June Roberts Woods in Odessa. He was the ninth of 10 children. He is preceded in death by his parents, a brother, Kenneth Woods, sister, Catherine Opal Lowe, brother, Richard Woods, sister, Donna Bowen, and sister, Patricia Graham. He is survived by his sons, Terry Wayne Woods, and his partner, April of Kerrville, Troy Woods and wife, Emily of Austin, and their children, Lane Woods and his partner, Brianna of Fort Collins, Colorado, and several grandchildren. He is survived by a sister, Sue Terry of San Antonio, a sister, Judy Davis of Iowa Park, a sister, Barbara Woods of Odessa, a brother, Larry Woods of Odessa, and many nieces and nephews. He is also survived by his ex-wife, mother of his sons, and longtime friend, Kay Muirer of Odessa. Death notices. Marcus James Armendariz, 48, of San Antonio, died Thursday, November 17th in San Antonio. Memorial service is scheduled for Saturday at 10 a.m. January 7th at Acres West 24-hour chapel. Rosary in the evening prior to services at 7 p.m. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Travis Lee Spoonmore, 72, of Odessa, died Sunday, December 25th in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 10:30 a.m. January 6th at Force Bliss National Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
This article is entitled, European Gas Falls to Lowest Level Since Before War in Ukraine, by Vanessa Deesem, Bloomberg. European natural gas prices started the new year with slight gains as traders faced low holiday liquidity and a mild weather outlook. Benchmark futures settled higher on Monday after initially falling to the lowest level since before Russia invaded Ukraine. While weather forecasts point to temperatures above seasonal norms for most of the region in the next 2 weeks, Europe still needs to manage its stocks carefully as it goes through the winter. After a year of extreme volatility, with energy costs reaching record highs amid the war on Europe's borders, 2023 will pose new tests for the continent as it seeks alternatives for curbed Russian flows. At the same time, imports of liquefied natural gas helped to drive benchmark prices some 47% lower in December. The overall volume of trading was lower on Monday due to a holiday in the UK. Milder temperatures for an extended period, together with a typical year-end slowdown in industrial demand, may help the region keep inventories well stocked until the end of the season. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said the energy crisis triggered by Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine was a tough test for the continent's biggest economy, and urged citizens to continue saving energy in the months ahead. Germany's gas storage levels rose to 90% over the past week, compared with a 5-year average of 73% for this time of year, according to Gas Infrastructure Europe. New LNG import terminals are making our country and Europe independent of Russian gas for the long term, Scholz said in his New Year's address to the nation. Dutch gas futures for the next month closed 0.9% higher at 77.02 euros per megawatt hour in Amsterdam.
Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email oalife@oaoa.com. WTFB Pantry Hours. West Texas Food Bank has scheduled food assistance times from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesdays at the Odessa Pantry, 411 South Pagewood Avenue, and from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays at the Midland Pantry, 1601 West Cliff Drive, Midland. Visit wtxfoodbank.org/help. English classes, Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th Street, has scheduled classes in English as a second language at 6:30 p.m. Wednesdays. Classes are free and childcare is available. Call 432-366-2153 or visit tinyurl.com/4ektcjk6. Line dancing class, Mission Fitness, 8050 Highway 191, has scheduled a line dancing class at 6:50 p.m. Wednesdays. Registration is not required. Admission is free. People of all skill levels are welcome. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/y4d9y33r. Barrel races. High Stakes Productions has scheduled a barrel race event at 10 a.m. January 7th and at 8:30 a.m. January 8th at the Midland County Horseshoe, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. For more information, call Carrie Godwin at 575-390-5234 or Fallon Jordan at 575-942-8791. Visit tinyurl.com/4xwhstp. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an Adventures in Art event from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. January 8th. Students will tour current exhibitions and do a related studio art project. Advanced registration only. Class sizes limited and scholarships are available. Registration is $20. To register or for more information, email education@noelartmuseum.org or visit tinyurl.com/bdfe4w7b. Jesus Christ Superstar. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland, will present Jesus Christ Superstar at 7:30 p.m. January 8th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/bddt7kxu. Piano competition. The Odessa Music Teachers Association has scheduled the Jack Hendricks Piano Competition from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. January 21st and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. January 22nd at the Odessa College, Jack Rogers Fine Arts Center, 201 West University Boulevard. Any piano student ages K through 12 and even college students are welcome to participate, as long as your teacher sends your info and the $12 fee to OMTA. Entry deadline is January 9th. Visit tinyurl.com/BDEAW6B3. Better Together Marriage Building. Odessa First Assembly, 1101 North Lee Avenue, has scheduled a Better Together Marriage Ministry from 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Wednesdays starting January 11th. Visit tinyurl.com/MR36XME5. Art Talk, the Ella Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, will present an Art Talk event from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. January 12th. This event is free. Visit tinyurl.com/22M3ND5F. William Shatner and Star Trek II. Outback will present a forum with the original Captain Kirk January 12th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the event starts at 7:30 p.m. following a screening of the classic film Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan. William Shatner takes to the stage to share fascinating and humorous behind-the-scenes stories from his storied career, including answering audience questions. Tickets start at $43.75. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/YTX2FZXE. West Texas Hunting Extravaganza. Safari Club International West Texas has scheduled the annual West Texas Hunting Extravaganza from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. January 14th at the Midland County Horseshoe, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. There will be more than 60 exhibitors representing hunting opportunities and destinations from all over the world. General admission is $10 at the door, and admission for children under 12 will be free. Visit tinyurl.com/YJXAVR3F. MC Creative Writing Class. Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland, will present a creative writing course from 9:30 a.m. to 10:50 a.m. Mondays and Wednesdays from January 18th to May 10th. Students will generate three of their own short stories and learn how to revise their work through instructor feedback in a positive and collaborative workshop environment. Students may enroll for college credit or for personal enrichment. Registration is $297. Seating is very limited. To learn more and enroll for personal enrichment, visit tinyurl.com/F2XWK7U5 or go to midland.edu/enroll to enroll for college credit. Silver Spur Trade Shows will present a gun and knife show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. January 21st and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. January 22nd. General admission is $8 cash at the door. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/2RBRX9H4. Michael Salgado, City Nights, 7400 West County Road, 116 Midland, will present Michael Salgado from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. January 21st. Tickets start at $25. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/2nx65k2b. Chester Gregory, live on stage, Permian Basin will present a tribute to Jackie Wilson by Chester Gregory, January 24th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the event starts at 7:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/njtttwt2p. Aaron Lewis, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, will present Aaron Lewis January 27th. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the event starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $34. Visit tinyurl.com/3UWDX8NC. Empty Bowls Soup Fundraiser. UTPB will present an Empty Bowls fundraiser event benefiting the West Texas Food Bank of Odessa from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. January 28th. Come by and enjoy soup, salad, and good company. Each bowl of soup will cost $15. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/HJ79R7CU. Benefit for Jamie Anderson. Callie K. Hughes and James Morgan has scheduled a benefit event for Jamie Anderson starting at 2 p.m. January 28th at Pat's Place Lounge, 7405 North Andrews Highway. There will be brisket and sausage plates for $10 each, an AR-15 raffle for $20 per ticket, live and silent auctions, live music by Chromolly and Barkin' Spiders, and more. Funds go to Anderson to help with medical expenses. She was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Visit tinyurl.com/4DVSD7WR. For those unable to attend the benefit and would like to help, may donate a GoFundMe at tinyurl.com/3TYD6ZRF. Fortune Feemeister. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center at 1310 FM 1788 Midland will present Fortune Feemeister on her Live, Laugh, Love tour on January 29th. The doors open at 6 and the event starts at 7 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/3S3A4459. Chase Matthew and Kid G. La Hacienda Event Center, 12610 Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled Chase Matthew and Kid G with Avery Anna February 2nd. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the event begins at 8 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/36ZX9X6W. WTS Masterwork Series. West Texas Symphony will present Masterwork Series on the following dates at 7:30 p.m. at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. February 4th, Philip Hill, Bassoon Concerto in F Major, Opus 75, Maria von Weber, Symphony No. 104, Haydn. April 15th, Carol Hong, Piano, UTPB, Orchestra, and Local Students. Capriccio Espanol Rimsky-Korsakov, Piano Concerto No. 2, Rachmaninoff. A catered pre-concert dinner is also available before each Masterworks performance in the Ray Great House Recital Hall in the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Dinner is $26. For tickets or more information, call 432-552-4437 or 800-514-3849 or visit WTXS.org. Dancing with the West Texas Stars. Crisis Center of West Texas has scheduled the 8th Annual Dancing with West Texas Stars at 7:30 p.m. February 4th at the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue. After the show, the audience will head to the adjacent Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center for the DWWTS After Party featuring live music, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Stars and professionals include Cindy Daniels and Gary Dutchover, Todd Dooley and Kelsey Tanner, Kendall Gray and Kara Williams, Sobdo Malik and Anita Malik, Nicole Poole and Parker Leroy, Archie Raleigh and Ryan Lewis, Lucy Cisniega Hoyos and Ryan Holt, Dr. Lori Stafford and Diego Mata, Tri-Ann Stevenson and Emily Hamer, Zach Stokes, and Brooklyn Anderson. Every dollar, whether part of a donation or a ticket purchase, provides one vote for the performers of your choice. This year's 10 teams of stars and professionals are competing for the annual prizes, including the Mirror Ball Trophy for the most funds raised to support survivors. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/PA9X5VJH. Our Planet Live in Concert, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland, will present Our Planet Live in Concert at 7:30 p.m. March 13th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/5Y6D7MKZ. Free tax assistance. The Ector County Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue, has scheduled free tax assistance for seniors from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, February 7th through April 11th. Appointment is required. For more information, to make an appointment, call 432-337-5281. Lyle Levitt and his acoustic group, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788, Midland, has scheduled an evening with Lyle Levitt and his acoustic group, February 7th. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the event starts at 8 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/57VC6D3C. Valentine Making Workshop. The Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4919 East University Boulevard, has scheduled a Valentine Making Workshop from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. February 11th. Participants will create a original, unique Valentine using collage and rubber stamp techniques. All ages are welcome. For more information, call 432-550-9696, extension 213. Email Annie Stanley at education@noelartmuseum.org or visit tinyurl.com/45UUVUDC. Chris Perez Band, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland, will present the Chris Perez Band at 7:30 p.m. February 11th. The doors open at 6 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/2XREWX4R. Los Tigres del Norte, La Hacienda Event Center, 12600 Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled Los Tigres del Norte at 7 p.m. February 13th. Tickets start at $59. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/5FAY86DK. My Fair Lady, Broadway in the Basin, will present a production of My Fair Lady at 7:30 p.m. February 15th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/YVFA77M6. The Steel Drivers, the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, has scheduled the Steel Drivers on February 17th. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $40. Visit tinyurl.com slash VWBX68ES, WTS Chamber Series. West Texas Symphony will present a Chamber Series concert featuring Lone Star Brass at 7:30 p.m. February 17th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. For tickets or information, call 432-552-4437 or 800-5143-849 or visit WTXS.org. Bingo and Bubbly Ladies Luncheon. Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center has scheduled a Bingos and Bubbly Ladies Luncheon at 11 a.m. March 3rd at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. There will be a champagne reception, silent auction, lunch, and bingo to help put an end to child abuse in the Permian Basin. Tickets start at $200. Sponsorships are available. To sponsor, for tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/mtdwjc6k. Odessa Tattoo Expo. Ink Masters Tattoo Show will present the 9th annual Odessa Tattoo Expo from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. March 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. March 4th, and from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. March 5th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Tickets cost $25 per day or $40 for a weekend pass and are only available at the door. Visit tinyurl.com/2EMV67NV or InkMastersTattooShow.com. The Monahan Sandhills State Park offers a unique view of the desert environment. Entrance fees are $4 daily with a free rate for children 12 years and under. The park is open daily from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Visitors can explore the sand dunes either by hiking or horseback. Please note the park does not have marked trails. Superfood or deadly food? Dear Dr. Roach, I see ads and articles online presenting the harmful effects that cooked oatmeal can have on your gut, specifically causing leaky gut. But when I check health websites, oatmeal is practically considered a superfood. Where does the truth lie, JG? Answer, the truth lies somewhere in the middle, as it usually does. Leaky gut is a theory that the intestines can allow bacteria or toxins into the bloodstream. We know this can happen with some diseases, such as inflammatory bowel disease or untreated celiac disease. But this is a symptom of a serious condition, not a diagnosis in itself. Oatmeal should not cause damage to the intestinal lining, but one should always use common sense. If you don't feel well after eating oatmeal, find a new breakfast choice. I don't believe in superfoods. The healthiest diets contain a great diversity of food, including fruits of different types, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and protein sources, including fish, without a lot of processed foods. Eating lots of one food, however healthy, reduces dietary diversity. If you do like oatmeal for breakfast, adding a little protein and healthy fat will make you feel fuller longer.
This is the Dear Abby column. Wife's online relationship blossoms as marriage withers. Dear Abby, I have been married for 37 years to an alcoholic. He is not verbally or physically abusive. I have been online talking to 3 men. I think one of them is obsessed with me, and they all say they love me. I know this isn't going anywhere, but why am I doing this? I don't know these men at all. I don't see them in person. 2 are supposedly on a ship. The other is in the army. They don't know where I live. I have told them I'm older than they are. I'm 66. They are 37, 47, and 57. I know a person can feel alone in a marriage. That's how I've felt for years. Now I just feel like we're roommates. I'd appreciate any insight you might have about why I'm doing this. Signed, Living a Soap Opera. Dear Living, I suspect you engage in these online relationships because you are lonely and seeking validation that you aren't receiving from your husband. It is also probably exciting to feel you are attractive to men after living with someone who is uninterested and unresponsive for so many years. It's sad that you have had to resort to emotional affairs to supply what is missing in your marriage. Dear Abby, my brother has a debilitating illness that landed him in the hospital. While he was there, he had a birthday. I called him to say happy birthday, but kept it short because he sounded weak. The next day, I received a scathing text from my sister, fuming that my phone call wasn't long enough. Her text concluded with, "Just remember, you are healthy and he is sick." I was crushed at her words, but also confused, because she didn't bother to tell me he was hospitalized until 10 days had passed. This kind of thing has gone on for years. I was the one who took care of our elderly parents when my siblings couldn't be bothered. They didn't even take the time to check in on my husband after he lost his sister unexpectedly. What I am grappling with is this. Is it time to walk away? I don't deserve the hurt they are causing. I suppose it's the age-old question, would I be better with or without them? Your thoughts, please. Signed, Deeply Wounded in West Virginia. Dear Deeply Wounded, this appears to be another example of the adage, no good deed goes unpunished. Your question can be answered by simply sitting down and listing the pros and cons of continuing a relationship with your sister. If the cons outnumber the pros, you will know what to do. Dear Abby, I am dating a widow. Her husband passed 3 years ago, but she still carries a lot of feelings for him. This weekend would have been their wedding anniversary. She has been very moody all this week. Should I give her space this weekend to deal with her emotions by herself, or should I try to be there for her? I do not want to disrespect her or her husband's memory. Signed, Uncertain in Texas. Dear Uncertain, talk to her. Tell your lady friend you could see that she's not herself. Ask if there is anything you can do to help her, and then listen. If you do, she will tell you what she needs from you, whether it's some space or a willing ear to vent her feelings. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.